Good evening from Sioux City and Alley Gym on the campus of the Morningside Mustangs as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball between the Dort College Defenders and the Morningside Mustangs. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest 7-5 overall, 1-0 with the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while Morningside is 10-4 overall and 0-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Morningside played their lone Great Plains Athletic Conference match of the season 1 week ago this evening, lost to the Northwestern Red Raiders for college Open Cup conference season with their conference season with a win over the Briarcliff Chargers on Saturday night last week at the DeWitt Gymnasium, also opening up the home portion of their schedule last Saturday. Let's take a break and be back with a closer look at these two teams right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR.
This year,
the Morningside Mustangs enter play tonight 10-4. The losses this season for the Mustangs are to Kansas Wesleyan, Graceland, Baker, and Northwestern. Morningside started the season with 6 straight wins. They were 8-1 in matches played in August. Since then, they've gone 2-3 in September. Morningside features an attack that gets 12.8 kills per set and has a 203 kill efficiency. The Mustangs also get to 17.9 digs per set and account for 1.7 blocks per outing. Morningside has also shown a potent service attack with 91 ace serves. Gabby French tops the team with a 3.7 kills per set average. She gets to 3.3 digs per outing. Keisha Berberg and Kelsey Ackerman are averaging 2.6 and 2.02 kills per set. Tyann Buddenhagen handles the setting duties and is good for 8.9 per contest. She leads the team with service aces at 26 as well. Katie Cook is the leading digger with a 4.96 average, and Adam O'Keefe has a 2.24 digs per set average. For the Defenders, they're 7-5 this year, 1-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Defenders have played in 4 straight matches that have gone the maximum 5 sets. They're 2-2 in those 4 matches. The Defenders are averaging 11.9 kills per set with a 2.21 kill efficiency, and they have a 12.9 digs per set average. Dort also gets 2.1 blocks points per set on blocks and 1.5 on service aces. Kayla Bartman, fresh off her second GPAC Setter of the Week honor, is averaging 8.7 assists per set with 1 kill, 1.9 digs, and 15 serves this season. Brooke Walters tops the team with a 2.82 kills per set average. She also has a 2.30 kill efficiency, and she gets to 2.4 digs per outing. Haley Moss has lifted her kill average to 2.29%, and she is sitting for a 2.97 kill efficiency. Jenna Horseman's average is 2.02. Heather Showers is good for 1.88. Elizabeth Keel is putting it on 1.7%. Megan Krausman averages 3.2 digs per set, and she has 16 service aces this season. Summer Jansen accounts for 2.36 digs, and Siri Nelson's dig average is 1.55. Morningside lost to Northwestern 1 week ago tonight, 24-26, 25-19, 15-25, and 12-25. Mustangs were led by French with 10 kills. Jen Byer and Amanda Woodman both had 8 kills. Buddenhagen and Hannah Rutberg had 18 and 10 assists, respectively. Cook got to 13 digs. French had 12. Morningside allowed Northwestern a 252 kill efficiency. Dort College beat Briarcliff Saturday night by set scores of 22-25, 25-20, 25-20, 24-26, and 15-10. Dort hit for a 227 kill efficiency, will limit Briarcliff to 124. Moss had 16 kills, Horstman 13, Walterstorff and Showers had 11 and 10, respectively. Bartman put up 47 assists, Krausman had 24 digs, Walterstorff had 23 digs. Dort College is 15-6 against the Mustangs. The Defenders took both meetings last season. The last meeting was an October 16 date in Sioux City, where Dort won 25-21, 23-25, 25-22, and 25-18. Jenna Horseman led Dort's attack with 18 kills and a 405 kill efficiency. Lindsay Flowen added 13 kills. Elizabeth Keel had 10. Kayla Gasing had 47 assists. Kayla Brookeis, 23 digs. Morningside was topped by Maggie Vontrak's 18 kills. Tyann Buddenhagen had 24 assists. Vontrak was also the Mustang dig leader with 16. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Let's pause now for our national anthem. Our national anthem preceding the Dort College versus Morningside Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball match. Tonight's match made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Borensons of Boynton, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. And thus settles, you'll appreciate their quality of service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing part mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with volleyball from Alley Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. For the Dort College defenders out on the floor to begin, this will be their seven-player rotation. You have to throw the extra one in there for the libero. You've got Megan Krausman, Haley Moss, Heather Showers, Brooke Waltersdorf, Summer Jansen, Elizabeth Keel, and Caleb Artman. For Morningside, Gabby French is an outside hitter. Right side hitter is Keisha Berg. In the middle to start will be Amanda Woodman. The libero for Morningside will be Katie Cook. Tyann Budenhagen is the setter. And Amanda O'Keefe is a back row specialist. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And we are just about set for volleyball. Dort College will be serving first. Caleb Artman will be serving for the defenders. And Bartman will line it up and send it over for our first serve of the evening. Serve is taken by Morningside, over pass, too close to the net. Waltersdorf puts it away. So Waltersdorf with the kill on the overpass to start things off, and Dort College has a 1-0 lead. 1-0 our score on the errant pass by the defenders. I beg your pardon, the defenders got the point off the errant pass by the Mustangs. Bartman with service again. Low hard serve taken by Morningside and Cook. Close to the net, and they go to the middle. Verberg unable to put away. Dort College attacking. Down ball by Moss, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. They throw it outside to Woodman. Woodman with the swing, and she gets credit for the kill, tying it up. Dort College in the net. And Woodman has her first kill of the evening, tying it up at 1-1. Checking into the match for the Mustangs will be Gorley. Checking out of the contest is Keisha Verberg. Morningside in their predominantly maroon tops. Numbers started out white, looking like they're turning a little pink at this point. Taken by Waltersdorf, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman over to Waltersdorf, slide and a kill. A slide and a kill for Brooke Waltersdorf. She's got two, and the Dort College defenders lead it 2-1. Mustangs with black shorts for the Dort College defenders. White tops, black numbers trimmed out in gold. Wearing their Adidas jerseys this evening. That means the libero, Megan Krausman, wears number 29 instead of number 18. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And I believe we may have an issue where this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. And we will have a pause in the action. Looks like we might have a ball shagger being replaced. Today's podcast made possible by the Dork College Bookstore, located in the Dork College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4, and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dork College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Jump serve by Walthersdorp, taken by Morningside. Mustangs attacking. French into the double block. Point, Dork College. So Dork College gets a point on the block. Dork College leads 3-1. 3-1 our score. Low hard serve controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking. Set goes outside to French. French tips over the block. Saved by Walthersdorp. Pushes over to Bartman. Bartman over to Horstman. Horstman unable to put it down. Saved by Walthersdorp. Gets it over to Bartman. Bump set left side over to Horstman. Horstman off high hands. Controlled by the defenders. Bartman quick set. Showers. Showers kill. Heather Showers with kill out of the middle. Her first. And the Dork College defenders lead it 4-1. 4-1 hour score. Serving the defenders will be Walthersdorp. Walthersdorp jump serve taken by the Mustangs. They'll attack, set right side through the block, and they kill for the Mustangs at Woodman. Woodman with her first kill of the evening. And the Mustangs trail 4-2. Mustangs have service. Mustangs with service. Mustangs have service, and serving will be Hannah Roberg. Roberg with service. Roberg serve taken by Horstman. Gets it over to Bartman. Set right side over to Moss. Moss unable to do anything. Point, Morningside. Morningside with a point off the attack error. Serving for the Mustangs will be Hannah Roberg. Roberg with service. Taken by Horstman. Passed over to Bartman. Bartman tips to Showers. Showers keeps it alive, pushes it over the net. Morningside attacking, pushed over. Moss gets it over to Bartman. Bartman sets backside over to Walthersdorp. Walthersdorp up high hands from behind the spike line. Here comes Morningside. Ackerman. Ackerman blocked at the net. Point, Morningside. The ball drops to the floor on the Dork College side of the net. Ackerman with the kill. Kelsey Ackerman with her first kill. Morningside has service. This is Hannah Roberg. Hannah Roberg with service. Short serve taken by Horstman. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman sets. Over to Horstman. Horstman over the top of the block. Here comes Morningside. Set goes to Byard. Byard dug up by the defenders and pushed back down by Byard. Byard kill. Byard with a kill on the joust. That is four straight points for the Mustangs. And the Mustangs have rebounded after a slow start to take a 5-4 lead. 5-4 our score. Mustangs with service, taken by Horstman, nearly an ace, and it will be an ace serve. Roberg with an ace. Morningside has their first ace of the evening. Roberg's ace serve makes it 6-4. 6-4, Morningside in front. And Roberg's serve, taken by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman sets Moss. Moss tips over the block, saved by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set over to French, off high hands, saved by Krausman, kept it alive, sent over the net by Walthersdorp, saved by Morningside, Mustangs attack, set over to Ackerman, Ackerman over the block, saved by Moss on the tip, gets it over to Showers, but we've got a player in the net for Morningside. Showers will get credit for the kill on the net violation. Heather Showers with her second kill. And the Dork College defenders lead a trail 6-5 after leading early 4-1. Mustangs attack. Set goes to the middle. Byard. Byard with a tip over the top of the block. And Jen Byard has her second kill of the evening. 7-5. Morningside in front. Gabby French has service. So French out of the front row now. Taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman back over to Keel. Keel into the net. Point, Morningside. Morningside with a point on the attack error gives them an 8-5 lead early here in set number one. French is served, taken by Krausman. Horstman has to get it. Sets it to Moss. Moss pushes it over. Saved by Morningside. Set to Ackerman. Ackerman through the block and kill. Ackerman with another kill. Ackerman, a left-hander, swinging from the right side of the offensive set for the Mustangs. Mustangs lead at 9-5. Morningside right now in the midst of an 8-1 run. Bartman sets over to Keel. Keel with a hit through the block in the kill. Elizabeth Keel, the sophomore, comes through with her first kill this evening. And the Dort College defenders trail 9-6. 9-6 our score. Dort College trailing by 3 with service. And we'll pause as they wipe some moisture off of the floor. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Siri Nelson has service. Nelson serves short, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack, set outside, into the block, saved by Nelson off the deflection. Comes back over to Horseman. Horseman blocked at the net, point Morningside. Morningside gets the point on the block. That attack moments ago was by Natalie Bohack. Morningside with service, Katie Cook. And Cook with the service error, point Dort College. So a service error gives Dort College the point. The defenders trail 10-7. Serving for the defenders will be Summer Jansen. Jansen, a freshman from Sheldon, Iowa. And her low hard serve taken by French, nearly an ace. Morningside scrambles, push it over, taken by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. A slide right side, Keel. Keel cross court, kill. Keel with the kill. Elizabeth Keel with her second kill this evening. And the Dort College defenders trail 10-8. 10-8 serving is Jansen. Summers serve to the back row is long and out of bounds. Point Morningside. So a service error gives the point right back to the Mustangs. 11-8, Morningside up by 3 in set number 1. Just gotten a good start to set number 1. Short serve taken by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman back set, Keel. Keel off high hands. No, they say no one touched it at the net. Certainly looked like the ball skipped off of a blocker from my vantage point. Morningside leads now 12-8. Krausman to Bartman. Bartman tips to the sideline, taken by Morningside. They have to scramble, pushed over the net by Cook. Controlled by Dort College, set back over to Keel. Keel with a kill. Elizabeth Keel with her third kill. Dort College trails 12-9. Time for the defenders to put together a little run. Serving for the defenders will be Becky Madden. Madden with service. Madden will get the play call, if you will, from Coach Chad Hansen. Short serve taken by Cook. Set goes to the middle, and a kill out of the middle for the Mustangs on the quick attack. And Keisha Verberg. Verberg with the kill makes it 13-9 Morningside. Set number 1, best of 5 match being played in Sioux City. Serving for the Mustangs is Amanda O'Keefe. O'Keefe with service. Serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman dumps it, controlled by Morningside. They're there to cover it. Over the top of the block for the kill is Tyann Budenhagen. Budenhagen attacking from the right side that time. And the Mustangs lead it 14-9. 14-9, and Morningside has opened up a sizable lead now. Dort College will have to chip away. Short serve taken by Walterstorff, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a swing, and we've got a kill for Walterstorff for third. Player called for a net violation. Walterstorff will get credit for the kill. Serving for the defenders will be Bartman. So Bartman with service, her team trailing 14-10. Low hard serve taken by French. Morningside on the attack, pushed over by Verberg, saved by Jansen momentarily. Bartman runs out of room though. Point Morningside. Verberg with the point gives Morningside a 15-10 advantage. Serving for the Mustangs will be Megan Gorley. Controlled by Walterstorff, passed over to Bartman. Bartman comes back over to Moss. Moss for the kill. Haley Moss, the freshman from Sioux Center, attacking out of the middle that time, getting the kill. Relatively quick attack that time for the defenders. Defenders trailing 15-11. Serving for the defenders will be Walterstorff. Ulterstorf with a jump serve, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack, back set, over the top of the block, saved by Krausman. Overpass, though, trying to put it down, was Byard, unable to do so. Set goes back over to Moss. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss with her second kill. Dort College trails 15-12. 15-12, still serving is Walterstorf, the sophomore from Sioux Center. Jump serve controlled by the Mustangs. They have to track after it. Budenhagen with the set. A save by the Mustangs up into the rafters, and a point for Dort College. Dort College gets the point off of the block. That's the eventual result, at least. Took a little bit of time to decipher that. Serving for the defenders is Walterstorf, controlled by the Mustangs. They'll attack, shoot it out wide to French. French into the block of Moss, point Dort College. So Moss puts up the block that time, and the defenders are back to within a point at 15-14. Walterstorf in service. Jump serve to the sideline, taken by French, up into the Raptors. Budenhagen gets to it, bump set over to French. French tips wide, long, and out of bounds. Point Dort College, and the defenders tied up on the attack here by French. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. I'm getting some questions as to why the replacement of the ball shagger, and the nearest I can decipher is said ball shagger was not paying close enough attention to the flow of the match in the estimation of our R1, Terry Munson, the official up in the stand. And Terry beckoned game management over, and basically the message was replace the ball shagger and do it now. So they did that. So that was early in set number one. Since then, we've had a back-and-forth battle. Dort College got out to a 4-1 lead. Morningside led by as many as 14-9. That was a 5-point lead. They were up 15-10 as well when the two teams traded points. And right now, Dort College is on a 5-0 run and have tied it up 15-15. The last point coming on an attack error. Brooke Walterstorf serve, controlled by Morningside. Quick attack to Byard. Byard with the quick swing out of the middle. Dort College saves it somehow. Pushed over the net by Showers, and Showers is going to be called for an illegal contact. Ball handling error by Showers. Trying to tip it over, and there were a couple that were marginal that the officials let ride. That one a little too obvious. So they whistle Showers for the ball handling error. Morningside back in front, 16-15. Short serve taken by Horstman. Walterstorf with a roll shot over the top of the block from behind the spike line. Here comes Morningside, pushed over the net by Ackerman, saved by Bartman. Got it over to Showers. That time she gets it over to Moss. Moss hits it long and out of bounds. Point Morningside. So an attack error by Moss, and just like that, Morningside has 2 points for breathing room on a pair of errors by the defenders. Serving for the Mustangs is Hannah Roberg. This is where Morningside went on a bit of a run in set number, or early in set number one. This time Roberg, on her first serve, serves it long, out of bounds, point Dort College, and the defenders trail 17-16. Megan Krausman, the junior from Grundy Center, Iowa, serving for Dort College. Jump serve will be an ace. The pass initially got off of the arms of Amanda O'Keefe, but the setter, Budenhagen, had no chance to get a clean pass out of it. So an ace for Krausman, and we're tied at 17-all. Krausman again with a jump serve. Taken by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set goes to the middle. Byard off balance hit. Dort College there. Krausman with a dig. They set to Keel. Keel blocked in the middle. Point Morningside. Morningside leads 18-17. Serving for the Mustangs would be Bohack. That's Natalie Bohack checking in for the Mustangs. French with service. Her knuckleball serve taken by Walterstorf. Gets it over to Bartman. To Keel. Keel on the slide, and that's not a regular part of the Dort College offense. And the Morningside Mustangs get the point on the attack error by Keel. 19-17, Dort College down two. Serving is French. Taken by Krausman. Bartman has to run for it. Bump set outside Horstman. Horstman blocked at the net. Saved by Dort College momentarily, but not in time. And Morningside has taken a 20-17 lead, and Dort College may want a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more after that.
God, isn't it?
Gabby French with service. Morningside closing in on a set one win. Dort College has just used a timeout. Morningside also used a timeout. That was when it was 15-15. Krausman gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Moss. Moss with a swing. Morningside digs it up. That was Cook getting to it. Now Dort College puts the block up. Keelan Moss with the block. Point Door College. And the defenders trail 20-18. Moss checks out. Siri Nelson will serve. Attacking for Door College will be Horstman and Keel. Nelson serve, taken by French. Morningside attack, set middle bar, to Byard. Byard unable to put it down. Here comes Morningside. Unable to put it away was Bohack. Door College attacking. Horstman, Horstman cross court kill. Horstman with the kill. And the defenders have answered the three-point run by Morningside with a two-point run of their own. Pretty important point here, though. See if they can knot it at 20s. Nelson, low hard serve taken by Morningside. Set, backside, Ackerman. Ackerman off speed, controlled by Nelson. That was Bartman. Gets it over to Keel. Keel with the kill. We're tied, 20-all. Morningside will exhaust their second timeout. Their final timeout of set number one with our score tied 20-20. Door College rattling off three straight points. A block, a Horstman kill, and a Keel kill, turning a 2017 deficit into a 20-all tie. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman. Serving needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. By the Van England Home and Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. 20-20 the score. Siri Nelson with service. And Nelson will line it up and send it into the net. Point Morningside. I would really like to do a statistical study. How many serves are missed coming out of timeouts? Maybe I've just watched too much, but it certainly seems like a lot. Set goes outside to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. 21-all. That is not a slight against the server at that point, Siri Nelson. It just seems like it's more than just a odd occurrence, but it seems fairly regular this season by all of the teams I've watched. Set goes outside Ackerman. Ackerman blocked at the net. Morningside scrambling. Set goes to Bohack. Bohack with a kill. Bohack with the kill, her first. By my count, Morningside has 9 points off of kills. Door College with 10. Morningside leads 22-21. Door College has a timeout remaining. Krausman with a pass over to Bartman. Bartman sets right side Keel. Keel off high hands. Morningside unable to get to it. Point Door College. Fourth kill of the evening for Keel. And we're tied at 22-all. 22-22. Running out of room on my running score sheet. That means we've had a tight battle, and so far, had several ties as of late. Set goes right side off speed. Door College helps it over with Bartman. Bartman tips it to the sideline, but just wide and out of bounds. Point Morningside. That'll go as an attack error by Bartman. Bartman didn't have much she could do with, though. She had to try and tip it over her head. Didn't really have a set opportunity. Didn't have any setters in front of her. Tried to go to the sideline and missed it by inches. Morningside serve. Taken by Krausman. Bartman tips to the sideline again. Morningside there to cover it this time. Morningside attacking. Pushed over the net. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Bartman. Slide right side. Waltersdorf. Cross court. Kill. That's tough to defend. Morningside had the defense completely shifted over, and Waltersdorf was able to turn on it and up on the slide and send it to the open area of the floor. 23-all. Serve taken by Morningside. Set goes to the middle. Into the block. Point Door College on the tip attempt by Verberg. It all started with the serve by Bartman. It doesn't go as an ace, but it does limit the opportunity for Morningside to get into their offense. Door College with a 24-23 lead, trying to steal set number one. Bartman serve, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. They set outside French. Down the line, kill. Tied up 24-all. 24-24 our score. Morningside with service. This is Morgan Gorley. Your college had set point. Now Morningside will ask for a towel to come out and wipe some moisture up off of the floor. Gorley has service. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. And the Mustangs have service. Trying to take, well, it's tied up 24-all. Walthersdorf, Bartman, Moss, kill. Haley Moss with her third kill. York College leads 25-24. Serving for the defenders will be Walthersdorf. Let's see if she can send an ace through. Walthersdorf with a jump serve. Floater to the back line. French gets a clean pass. York College will attack. Bartman sends it right side over to Moss. Moss with a swing and the kill. Point York College and the defenders win. Set number one coming from behind, 26-24. York College did not take the lead late until 24-23, and they win 26-24. Let's take a break and be back with set number two right after this. York College steals set one, 26-24. At least that's the way you're going to feel if you're Morningside. Morningside led at one point 14-9, and again they led by five at 15-10. York College went on a 5-0 run to tie it at 15. Morningside fought off the advances of the York College defenders on each occasion, though, as we had a tie at 17, 20, 21, 22, and 23. York College did not lead, though, until a block gave them the lead at 24-23. That was their first lead since it was 4-3. Morningside tied it at 24 on a French kill, but then Moss had back-to-back kills for the defenders. That's Haley Moss to give York College the win, 26-24. York College attacking, set right side, Showers, unable to do anything with it, gets blocked. Here comes York College again. This time Moss gets blocked, point Morningside, and the Mustangs get a point on the block. They lead 1-0. Well, let's see if York College can continue the momentum here in set number two. Some of the matches we have seen so far this year, York College will struggle to bounce back. Walthersdorf with a save. Here comes Morningside. Morningside attacking. That time the block put up as Natalie Bohack hits it squarely into the block by the defenders and Haley Moss. And the York College defenders tied up at 1-1. 1-1 our score. Bohack comes over to the sideline. Asks her coach Sarah Horn, what was I supposed to do? And it's a good question as the defenders, I would say Haley Moss had about a good 10 inches on that outside hitter that time, and that's got to be an intimidating proposition. Walthersdorf with an ace serve. For Brooke, that's ace number one. Now Walthersdorf into the net, so you trade the service ace for the service error. We're now tied at 2-2. Serving for the Mustangs will be Amanda O'Keefe. O'Keefe with service. The jump serve, taken by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman comes back over to Horstman, off high hands. Morningside, Budenhagen, over to Cook. Cook, right side it goes, swing. That's Woodman, unable to put it away. York College attacking. Horstman goes for the kill, goes cross court, and hits it wide and out of bounds. Point, Morningside. An attack here by the defenders. Horstman unable to put it away as she went cross court. That's a tough shot going full speed. And the serve to the back line by Krausman. Gets it over to Bartman. Comes back over to Moss. Moss with a swing. Controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Woodman with a roll shot. Saved by Bartman. Pushed over the net by Moss to the back line. Saved by Morningside. Mustangs attacking again. French over the top of the block. Saved by Walthersdorf. Gets it over to Showers. Blocked at the net. Saved by Walthersdorf. Dumped over by Bartman. Bartman with a kill. Ties it up 3-3. 3-3 our score. Kayla Bartman with her first kill this evening. Serving for the York College defenders is Megan Krausman. Krausman with a jump serve into the net, point Morningside. So a service error by Krausman, point Morningside, and the Mustangs lead 4-3. 4-3 our score, serving Morningside, and the serve is long and out of bounds by Verberg. Point Door College and the defenders and Morningside Mustangs through the first 8 points of set number two have three service errors. Serve long, taken by Morningside. Mustangs attack, set goes outside. French into the block, saved by Morningside. Mustangs attack again, reload. French roll shot, blocked by the defenders again. Morningside scrambling, unable to do anything with it. Keel and Bartman put up the block. Point Dort College. So the block gives Dort College the point. Defenders lead 5-4 on back-to-back points. Serving for the defenders is Siri Nelson, the senior from Sioux Falls. She lines it up, low hard serve, taken by Morningside. Mustangs attacking, and off the dig was Nelson. Nelson unable to get to it in time, though. Point Morningside and Amanda Woodman. Woodman with her first kill of set two, her fifth of this match. Did I say fifth? I meant third. Morningside with service. Short serve, taken by Nelson. Taken by Bartman, gets it over to Keel. Keel blocked at the net on the tap. Controlled by Krausman. Comes back over to Horseman. Horseman into the net. Point Morningside. Horseman, an attack error. Serving for the Mustangs will be Hannah Roberg. Roberg with service. Catches the tape and rolls over. A let serve and not much you can do about that. Roberg with her first ace of set two. Her second of the evening. Morningside leads 7-5. Mustangs with service again. Floater taken by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman shoots it outside to Horstman, unable to put it away. Covered there by Walterstorff off the block. Saved. Here comes Horstman again. Blocked at the net again. And the defenders unable to pick it clean. Point Morningside on the block. 8-5. Morningside by three in set number two. Serving for the Mustangs will be Hannah Roberg. And Roberg's floater taken by Nelson, controlled. Here comes Bartman. Bartman to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a swing from behind the spike line. Pushed over, free ball to Dort College. Bartman with the dump and the kill. So Bartman with the kill. Kayla Bartman with her second kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 8-6. Serving is Summer Jansen. Summer Jansen with service. Low hard serve controlled by the Mustangs. Bump set outside French. Roll shot wide out of bounds. Point Dort College. Hit the antenna. Defenders get the point. So an attack error by French. Defenders back to within a point at 8-7. Jansen floater to the back line. Taken by the Mustangs. Set goes outside and a double contact called on the Mustangs and the libero, Kitty Cook. So a ball handling error. Dort College ties it up at 8-all. Jansen, another low hard serve, controlled by the Mustangs. Outside it goes French. Power tip, blocked Dort College. Keel and Bartman with a block. Morningside Sarah Horn up off the bench, gives some instructions, does not use a timeout yet. Serving for the defenders is Jansen. Summer Jansen's low hard serve taken by the Mustangs. Set goes backside Ackerman, up high hands, saved by Jansen overhand. Comes outside Walterstorff, shooting fish in the barrel. Walterstorff, single block, one-on-one. That is not a good matchup for the defense. Walterstorff with her fifth kill. Point Dort College, defenders lead 10-8. Timeout Morningside, back with more in a moment. Dort College with service. They've scored 5 points in a row to go from down 8-5 to up 10-8. That serve is in play. There goes my doctoral thesis. Outside set goes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a tap over, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack, pushed over the net. Free ball, controlled by Krausman. Here comes Bartman, back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff off speed, bounces off the top of the net and goes out of bounds. Point Morningside. The attack error by the defenders. Walterstorff tried to go for the tap to the sideline, bounced it off the tape, and it went out of bounds. Morningside now trails 10-9, serving as Gabby French. French with service, and that'll go as an ace. Siri Nelson unable to get a clean pass out of it. French with the ace. Gabby French with her first ace serve this evening. She's got 13 this season. Serve to the back line. Taken by Carlsman. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman shoots it over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff off the tape. Morningside. Morningside takes the lead back at 11-10 on the attack error. Couple attack errors by Walterstorff. Not commonplace. And the Mustangs regain the lead at 11-10. Krausman with the pass over to Bartman. Bartman tips to the sideline. Player in the net for Morningside Point North College. Bartman will get credit for the kill. Kayla with her third kill this evening. All of them coming here in set number two. We're tied at 11 all. This is tie number six of set number two. Lohard serve controlled by the Mustangs. They'll set to the middle. Byard unable to put it away. Jansen there to cover it. Pushed over the net by Nelson. Controlled by Morningside. Mustangs push it outside to Bohack. Bohack unable to put it away. Dort College. Roll shot by Showers. Here comes Morningside Ackerman. Blocked at the net. Saved by Morningside on the cover. Comes back over to Ackerman. Off high hand. Saved by Madden. Controlled by Bartman. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the tip. Saved by Ackerman. Morningside attacks. Back row set, front, roll shot, saved by Jansen, controlled by Bartman, comes over to Showers, Showers off the block, controlled by Morningside, two players on the floor, they get to it, push, tout, power tip, saved by Nelson, controlled by Dort College, and a slide to the right and a kill for Walterstorff. Somehow through all of that, Walterstorff got free for a slide attack, moving left to right, off the attack by Bartman and the defenders. Take the lead at 12-10, 12-11, that is. Morningside attacking, and we've got a play in the net for Morningside. Hannah Roberg called for the ball handling error. Not sure how my friend Randy Cash is going to score that, but I'm going to call it a ball handling error for the time. His will be official when it's all said and done. Morningside attacking. Showers keeps it alive. Pushed over the net by Nelson. Saved by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set comes to Ackerman. Ackerman, block, point, and Morningside reloads. Set left side, Bohack. Bohack, cross court, kill. Bohack with the kill. Her second tonight. One in set one, one in set two. Morningside with service. This is the libero, Katie Cook. Dort College attacking. Walterstorff, change of pace. It certainly looked like the blocker got a hand on it. They're going to say the ball is out of bounds, but there was a touch. Point Dort College. That's what it looked like from my vantage point. And the Dort College defenders will get the point. Walterstorff with the kill. Brooke Walterstorff with her seventh kill. And the serve by Bartman is long and out of bounds. Point, Morningside. So a service error by Bartman gives Morningside the point. Morningside trails 14-13. Serving for the Mustangs will be Tyann Budenhagen. Budenhagen with jump serve, taken by the defenders. Bartman sets middle, Moss blocked at the net. Set goes outside, Showers into the net, point Morningside. So an attack error by the defenders. And Morningside has tied it up at 14-14. Mustangs with service, Tyann Budenhagen. Budenhagen served down the line, taken by Jansen, saved. Here's a set outside to Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the kill. Brooke Walterstorff for their eighth kill. 15-14 our score. Morningside down by a point. Dort College with service. Walterstorff jump serve, saved by Morningside. Budenhagen sits middle of her burst, saved by Krausman. And nearly picked out of the net by Bartman. Unable to do so, though. Point Morningside, and we're tied at 15 all. Verberg gets credit for the kill. Keisha Verberg with her second. And the Door College Defenders and Morningside Mustangs are deadlocked at 15. Tie number 8 of set number 2. Serve controlled by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Bartman. Comes back up to Showers. Showers with the kill. Showers with the kill, her third. Showers from Bennington, Nebraska. A freshman for the Door College Defenders. Jump serve by Krausman, taken by Morningside. Budenhagen sets to the middle, unable to put it away. Set goes outside. Horseman, Horseman threw the block and the kill. Might have been a double. They let it roll. Door College gets the kill. That might have been a double on Morningside's side of the net, in my opinion. But as I've said so many times, mine not the one that matters. Horseman, unofficially with her first kill this evening. Served by Krausman is wide and out of bounds. Point Morningside. So a service error by Krausman. Point Morningside, and the Mustangs trail 17-16. Serving for the Mustangs will be Verberg. Jump serve, take it by Krausman, Bartman, Moss. Moss off the tape. Morningside tipped over the net by French. Saved by Krausman. Gets it over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff bump set to Horstman. Horstman unable to do anything with it. Morningside pushed over the net. Free ball. Krausman to Bartman. Bartman to Horstman. Horstman blocked at the net. Point Morningside. our score. Serve taken by Walterstorff. Helped by Bartman. Pushed over the net by Horseman. Basically a free ball for the Mustangs. Down the line and getting the kill for the Mustangs is Amanda Woodman. Woodman with her fourth kill. Morningside regains the lead at 18-17. Now you've got to try and fight and get out of this run by the Mustangs. Verberg with three straight points. She's serving. Jumps taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman shoots it outside Horseman. Horseman blocked at the net. Point Morningside. 19-17 our score. Door College needs a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Door College Defenders. Back with more after this. Morningside with service. And doing the honors for the Mustangs will be Verberg. Keisha Verberg with 13 leading 19-17. And the Mustangs jump serve, taken by Krausman. And an errant pass, point Morningside. Verberg with the ace. Keisha Verberg with her first ace by my count. Four unofficially for the Mustangs as a team. Short serve taken by Krausman. Comes over to Moss. Moss to Horseman. Horseman with a swing. Here comes Morningside attacking through the into the block. Morningside scrambling. Pushed over the net. Free ball. Krausman. Bartman. Bartman keel. Blocked at the net. Point Morningside. I'm out on the floor. Charge to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Morningside leads 21-17. Door College uses their second timeout. Back with more in a moment. Verberg serve out of the timeout is long and out of bounds. Point Door College. Defenders trail 21-18. 21-18 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Siri Nelson. Nelson with the low hard serve, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. French into the box, saved by Keel. Pushed over the net by Keel, controlled by the Mustangs. Mustangs attacking. Mustangs will push it over. Horseman pushes it back. Morningside will reload. Cook with the pass over the net, saved by Door College and Walterstorff. Saved by Bartman, comes back over to Horseman, and Horseman hits it in outside the antenna. Point Morningside. So an attack error by Horseman results in a point for the Mustangs. 22-18 our score. Mustangs getting by four and trying to knot the match up at one set apiece. Nelson pass over to Bartman. Bartman keel. Keel on the slide. And a block by Morningside. Morningside ties it up or takes a five-point lead at 23-18. Door College has used both of their timeouts. Morningside just has to play side-out volleyball now. Serve to the back line. Taken by Nelson. Controlled by Bartman. Bartman pushes to the sideline. Kill for Bartman. Bartman makes it 23-19. Bartman with her fourth kill. Door College needs, in my estimation, another 4 points right here. They can't afford to get to set point right now with Morningside. Momentum squarely behind them. Summer Jansen with service. Serve controlled by the Mustangs. Mustangs attacking. Set outside French. French with a kill. Banks it off of the block and out of bounds. French with her second kill tonight by my count. Now she has service. Morningside with serve, leading 24-19 on set point. Walterstorff pushes it out wide. Keel off high hands. Morningside attacking. Set comes outside. Bohack unable to put it away. Krausman with a pass over to Bartman. Bartman to Walterstorff. Walterstorff change up. Morningside scrambles to Bohack over the top of the block. Save. Jansen with a pass over to Bartman. Bartman to Walterstorff. Walterstorff blocked at the net. No, they say the ball never made it over the net. Point Morningside. And the Mustangs win set to 25-19 on the attack error by the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We head to set number three, tied up one set apiece.
Ask one.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We will play at least another two sets with our match tied at one set apiece. Door College one set 126-24. Morningside one set 225-19. We will head to set number three in a few minutes as we have a serving contest here at in between sets two and three. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Door College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Our Values Matter member, FDIC. Great Plains Athletic Conference standings heading into play this evening. Nebraska Wesleyan is 2-0 in the conference, 10-0 overall. Door College and Nebraska Wesleyan will play, I believe it's next Friday night. Northwestern stands 1-0. They're playing Mount Marty this evening. Hastings is 1-1 in the conference, 10-4 overall, rated number 18 in the country. Midland is 1-0 in the conference. They're playing Grandview in non-conference play this evening. Door College is 1-0 in the conference, 7-5 overall. Mount Marty is 0-0 in the conference, 4-6 overall. They are playing Northwestern this evening. Briarcliff is 0-1 overall, 0-1 in the conference, 8-2 overall. And the Chargers are at home with Dakota Wesleyan this evening. Morningside's 0-1. They lost to Northwestern last week, 10-4 overall. Concordia is 0-1 in the conference, 8-4 overall. Concordia is at Doan this evening. Doan is also 0-1 and 7-9. And Dakota Wesleyan is 0-1 in the conference, 4-6 overall. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with third set action from Alley Gym right after this. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Serving for the defenders to start set three will be Kayla Bartman. Bartman, the senior from Sioux Center, the former Kayla Gasing, serve controlled by Morningside, pushed over the net. And a joust at the net that time, one out by Morningside and Keisha Verberg. Verberg with the kill. And Morningside is on the board first, 1-0. Keisha Verberg with her third kill by my count. We'll get the official numbers when all is said and done. Jump serve controlled. Here comes North College attacking. Outside, Haley Moss. Moss cross court. Now tipped to the sideline by Walthersdorf. A little too strong. Point Morningside. Morningside leads 2-0 on the attack error. 2-0 our score. Mustangs serve it. North College attacking. Showers blocked at the net. Point Morningside. And the Mustangs having their way at the net in recent history. Morningside up 3-0 in set number 3. Our score, set number 3. Set goes middle. Moss into the net. Point Morningside. Morningside leads 4-0. And the North College defenders struggling right now to get their attack together. 4-0 our score. Serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the kill. Walthersdorf with the first kill of the set for the defenders. She's got 9. And the North College defenders trail 4-1. Jump serve by Walthersdorf, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack, outside set. French, off high hands, controlled by Walthersdorf. Throws it backside over to Moss. Moss with a swing, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking. Over the top of the block, saved by Moss. Gets it over to Horstman. Horstman to Moss. Moss tries to tip it, and she couldn't do much with it. Right to the middle of the net, and she gets blocked on that tip attempt. Point Morningside, and the Mustangs lead it. 5-1. 5-1 our score. Serving for the Mustangs is Hannah Roberg. Short serve taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman comes back over to Showers. Showers with a kill. 5-2 our score. Heather Showers with her fourth kill unofficially. Defenders trailing 5-2. Jump serve controlled by the Morningside Mustangs. They'll attack. Set comes over to Ackerman. Off high hands. Stab saved by Walthersdorf. Comes back over to Moss. Moss with a swing controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. French. French taps it over the line controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking after it came back to the defenders. Krausman gets it over to Horstman. Horstman, her pass is errant. She was running towards the bench and bumped it over her head. And the Mustangs lead it now 6-2. 6-2 our score. Morningside in front here in set number 3. We're tied up one set apiece. Serve taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman comes outside to Horstman. Horstman tools it off of the block for the kill. For Jenna Horstman, that's her second. And the North College defender trails 6-3 in set number 3. For the match, North College hitting 0-11, Morningside hitting 0-96. Serve controlled by the Mustangs. They'll hustle for it. Here's the set outside. Bohack, unable to put it away. Walthersdorf gets the return set from behind the spike line, unable to put it away. Now French from behind the spike line. Here comes North College. Outside set, Horstman. Horstman with a swing. Morningside tracking after it. Saved by Bohack. Bumped over the net by French. Free ball. Walthersdorf gets it to Bartman. Bartman with a tip of the kill. And just like that, North College is scrapped back to make it 6-4. For Bartman, that is kill number 5 by my count. North College led unofficially by Brooke Walthersdorf with 9. Morningside attacking. Outside it goes Bohack through the block, controlled by Krausman. Nelson will bump set it to Horstman. Horstman off high hands, saved by Morningside. Bohack, another swing down the line. One arm stab by Krausman. Gets it over to Horstman. Horstman with a swing and a kill for Jenna Horstman. Horstman with the kill. And for Jenna Horstman, that is her third kill. Make that her fourth kill officially. And the defenders trail 6-5. So after all that, North College back to within a point right now. Morningside attacking, Byert with a tip through the block, controlled by the defenders. Bartman gets it over to Keel. Keel to Horstman. Horstman with a tap, controlled by Morningside. French from behind the spike line hits it into the net. And she slips on the approach and hits it into the net. We have an attack error called on French, Point North College, and the defenders tied up 6-6. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC in the community by Boren Sons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Morgan Gorley checks back into the match. Six to six, our score. They had to pause and ask who the captain is. The acting captain is now for the Mustangs as French checks out. Serving for the defenders is Nelson, controlled by the Mustangs. Mustangs attacking outside Ackerman. Ackerman hits it long and out of bounds, Point North College. And the defenders lead it 7-6. 7-6, our score. Ackerman with the attack error. North College has now scored 5 points in a row to go from down 6-2 to up 7-6. And an ace serve for the defenders and Siri Nelson. Nelson with an ace, and the defenders lead 8-6. Siri Nelson with her first ace, just the second of the night for the defenders. Low hard serve taken by the Mustangs. York College is there, and we've got an attack called on the Mustang setter, Hannah Roberg. Roberg called for the back row attack as she was defensively aligned in the back row. She went up, made contact with the ball. It hit a York College player and came back to Morningside. That is ruled an attack and a back row attack. Morningside, York College leads 9-5, and the defenders are in the midst of a 7-point run. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Mustangs. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. 9-6, our score. Serving for the defenders is Siri Nelson, taken by Gabby French. She just checked back into the match moments ago. Ackerman with an off speed hits it into the block. Point Morningside, as Ackerman gets credit for the kill. For Ackerman, that is her third kill by my count. See if I'm anywhere close on the official stats. York College attacking, slide right side, Keel through the block and the kill. 10-7, York College in front. Keel registers the kill, and for the sophomore, that is her fifth. Not many players for York College in positive territory in terms of kill efficiency so far. Going to have some time to get that straightened out, though. Verberg with the tip over the net. Now Bartman with the tap over, controlled by Morningside. They push it right back. Here comes York College. Outside, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the kill. Ackerman unable to hold block. Waltersdorf with the kill for Brooke. That is her 10th unofficially. York College leads 11-7. Summer Jansen still with service. The freshman from Sheldon sends it over to the back row, middle back. Hitting it wide and out of bounds is Bohack. Point North College on the attack error. And the defenders lead 12-7. 12-7, our score. Serving is Jansen. Jansen floater taken by French. Nearly an ace. Pushed over the net now by French. Controlled by Bartman. Gets it over to Keel. Soft hands up to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with a swing. And a kill for Waltersdorf. York College with a good matchup in the front row right now. They lead 13-7. Brooke Waltersdorf with her 11th kill. 13-7, our score. Jansen with serve, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack, dumped over, saved by the defenders. Krausman with a bump set over to Waltersdorf. Taps it over, controlled by French. Morningside attacking. Set was outside Bohack. Bohack blocked at the play by Bartman. Point York College. And the defenders lead 14-7. Morningside will use their second timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is York College Volleyball on KDCR. Out of the timeout, Summer Jansen's serve is sent up into an overpass, and Waltersdorf finishes it off. Morningside sends it long now on the attack. Point York College. And the defenders lead at 16-7. York College has outscored Morningside 14-1 since they trailed 6-2. Now a service error by Jansen into the net. Point Morningside And the Mustangs trail 16-8. Morningside will try to chip away. Tyann Budenhagen in to serve. So service on the way for Morningside and Budenhagen. Budenhagen's toe was on the line. Didn't see it on the service. Walterstorff gets blocked at the net. Point Morningside. Sixteen to nine, our score. Budenhagen with service again. Let's see if they watch the foot this time, as she was clearly on the line that last service. That time she's back 4 inches. Slide, Walterstorff, Walterstorff kill. Walterstorff with a kill. Gabby French hurting right now. She slipped and fell on a back row attack moments ago, and since then, well, she checked out for a short period of time to try and regroup. But since then, it's been difficult going for her, and an ace serve for Becky Madden. Becky Madden with the ace serve. Door College leads 18-9. Morningside has used both of their timeouts. So Morningside has to pull out of this somehow without using a timeout. Madden serve, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Bohack sends it right side. Woodman unable to put it away. Door College attacks. Slide right side. Walterstorff off high hand. Saved by French. Budenhagen sends right side. Woodman. Woodman blocked at the net. French will set it, and she's going to be called for a double. Point, Door College. Ball handling error against French, and she's going to check out of the match. Checking back in will be Megan Gorley. 19-9, Door College in front, set number 3. Madden, low hard serve, taken by Gorley. Morningside attacking, set Woodman. Woodman down the line, and Woodman with a kill. Woodman with the kill, her fifth. Door College seemingly in control here in set number 3. We're tied up in the match, one set apiece. York College 1 set 1, 26-24. Morningside 1 set 2, 25-19. A let serve as Morningside's Amanda O'Keefe gets it to dance on the tape and roll over. So O'Keefe for the ace. And the Mustangs have service again. Jump serve taken by Nelson. Helped over the net by Bartman. Bartman with another kill. Kayla Bartman with her sixth kill. And the North College defenders lead 20-11. All of Bartman's kills have come in sets 2 and 3. She is tied for second on the team of kills this evening. Morningside attacking. French back into the match. French sends it long and out of bounds. No touch. Point, North College. So French with the attack error. Point, North College. And the defenders lead at 21-11. Bartman serve, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack, set goes to the middle. Verberg, Verberg hits it long, not a bounds. Point, Door College. Verberg with the attack error that time. So back-to-back attack errors, and the defenders lead at 22-11. 22-11, our score. French lunges for it, keeps it in play, up into the rafters, pushed over the net, free ball. Jansen to Bartman. Bartman to Shower, Showers to the back line. Saved by Morningside. Set Woodman. Woodman with a swing. Saved by Krausman. Down ball by Shower. Saved by the defenders in Walterstorff. Comes backside to Jansen. Jansen from behind the spike line gets blocked. Point defender. Pardon me, point Morningside. North College was out of sorts that time on the attack, and they had to resort to Summer Jansen attacking from behind the spike line. Defenders still lead 22-12, and in a very enviable position here in set number 3. Serving is Verberg for the Mustangs. Taken by Walterstorff, gets it over to Bartman, comes back over to Showers. Showers with a kill. Showers with the kill. So Showers registers the kill. She's got 5, and serving it wide and out of bounds is Walterstorff. Point, North College. Defenders lead at 23-13. North College closing in on a set 3 win, and with it a 2-1 advantage in the match if they can hang on to this 10-point cushion with 2 points to go. Walthersdorf with a service error moments ago. Mustangs with service, and that service long and out of bounds. Point Door College. And the defenders lead 24-13. 24-13, our score. Door College serving for the set. Megan Krausman to send it over. Krausman, top spin serve, controlled by Cook. Set goes to the middle, fired, unable to put it down. Door College attacking, set outside, Horseman. Horseman through the box, saved by Morningside. French hits it long and out of bounds. Point, Door College. And the defenders win set 3, 25-13 on the attacker by Morningside. 25-13, Door College leads 2-1. We'll be back with set number 4. From Alley Gym, Sioux City, Iowa, right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College defenders and Morningside Mustangs heading to set number 4. Dort College leading in the match. 2-1. Door College won sets 1 and 3, 26-24 and 25-13. Morningside took set 2, 25-19. Set number 3 changed dramatically. Morningside started out hot. They got up 5-1 and 6-2. Door College, though, scored 7 points in a row to take a 9-6 lead. Tacked on another run of 7 points in a row to eventually get up 16-7, and it was never close after that. Morningside with service, taken by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman outside, it goes Moss. Moss blocked, point Morningside. So Morningside gets on the board first, 1-0. They get that on a block put up on Haley Moss. Moss that time attacking from the left side. They set middle to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the kill. Walthersdorf with her 14th kill by my count. Jenna Horstman checks into the contest for the defenders. Service on the way for Walthersdorf. Controlled by the Mustangs. Mustangs attacking Verberg. Diving save by Bartman. Kept it alive. Now down ball by Horstman. Controlled by the Mustangs. Buddenhagen with the swing. Gets the setup, I should say, to Woodman. Woodman with a kill. She's got 6. So Woodman with a kill makes it 2-1, Morningside. Serving for the Mustangs is Amanda O'Keefe. O'Keefe with service. Mustangs lead 2-1. Here in set 4, they trail in the match 2-1. Overpass and thrown down by the Mustangs and Keisha Verberg. Verberg with her 4th kill. Verberg makes it 3-1, and Dort College starting off set 4 sluggishly. Jump serve. Taken by Walthersdorf, chased by Horseman, keeps it in place, sent over to Moss, controlled by the by Mustangs. Saved by Dort College, Krausman to Bartman, Bartman to Showers, Showers with a kill. Hustle play that time by Horstman, keeping it in play. Showers gets the kill eventually, and Heather Showers makes it 3-2, Morningside in front. Showers checks out of the match, checking in for the defenders is Felicia Scott. So Scott, the junior, will serve. Controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set backside and a kill for Woodman. Woodman with a kill. Woodman makes it 4-2. Woodman with her 7th kill. Attacking from the right side. Serving for the Mustangs is Verberg. Verberg's jump serve taken by Walthersdorf. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Horstman. Horstman with a swing. Dug by Morningside. Morningside scrambling. They send it over free ball. Bartman, back set, Moss, Moss, cross court, kill. Haley Moss with the kill. Haley with her 5th kill this evening. And the defenders back to within a point, trailing 4-3. 4-3, our score. Serving is Nelson, low hard serve controlled by the Mustangs. Set goes outside and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Woodman. We're tied up 4-4 on the attack error. So Woodman that time unable to keep the ball in play. She went cross court and hit it long and out of bounds. Siri Nelson with service. Nelson, short serve, controlled by the Mustangs. Set goes to the middle, and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Byard, Point Dort College. Byard with the attack error. Freshman from Sioux Center hits it wide and out of bounds for the Mustangs. Serving is Siri Nelson. Nelson, knuckleball, taken by Morningside. Budenhagen to Woodman. Woodman, cross court, taken by Kropsman, gets it to Bartman. Bartman with a tip, controlled by Morningside. Set goes over to French, saved by Nelson, up and over. Morningside, Budenhagen, gets it to Cook. Cook, right side, Woodman. Woodman down the line, kill. Woodman with the kill. She's got eight. And the Mustangs have tied it up at 5-5. Serving is Roberg for the Mustangs. And the short serve taken by Krausman, passed over to Bartman. Bartman, Keel. Keel, off speed, kill. Elizabeth Keel with her sixth kill unofficially. Jansen checks in. Horstman checks out. And Summer Jansen has service. Jansen serve, and ace serve for Summer Jansen. Summer Jansen with the ace. So Jansen registers an ace serve. Morningside trails 2-1. Dort College, 1-1-3. Morningside scrambling, and back-to-back aces for Jansen. Summer Jansen with the ace serve. She's got two ace serves, and the defenders lead 8-5. Jansen, low hard serve again, taken by the Mustangs. They'll set to the middle. Byard, saved by the defenders, pushed over the net by Jansen. Set goes Byard again. Byard that time with a kill out of the middle. Jen Byard with her first kill since set number one. She's got three for the evening. Byard makes it 8-6. Dort College still up by two. Morningside with service. French's serve taken by Krausman, passed over to Bartman. Right side, Keel. Keel with a swing, saved by French. Pushed over the net by Bohack. Bohack finds the back line for the kill. Bohack with the kill. And French's serve is short, and an ace serve for French. That one just barely made it over the tape. French with the ace serve. She's got two, and we're tied up 8-8. So a French ace, Dort College on the attack. Set goes outside Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the kill. So Waltersdorf registers another kill. She's got 15 this evening. And the Dort College lead is 9-8. Timeout on the floor as they will wipe some moisture up off of the Dort side of the floor. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by Kevin Giesink, CFA and Watt Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Becky Madden, low hard serve taken by the Mustangs. Budenhagen sets it over to Byard. Byard unable to put it away. Dort College attacking. Showers over the top of the block. Saved by French. Pushed over the net by Budenhagen. Saved by the defenders. Bartman to Waltersdorf, unable to put it down. Now a joust at the net, and Bartman wins it. Bartman with another kill. Bartman and Waltersdorf leading the defenders at the net. Kayla Bartman with her seventh kill unofficially. And the defenders lead it 10-8. Serve sideline, taken by French. Morningside has to scramble for it. That's Ackerman. Bohack over the block, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Nelson. Outside it goes to Showers. Showers off speed, kill. Showers with the kill. Now, if I'm Morningside, I don't let this one get too far out of hand before I use a timeout. Serving is Madden again. Madden, low hard serve, taken again by French. Overpass, Showers tips it to the sideline. Morningside scrambling. Bohack over the block. And Bohack gets the kill off of the busted play. She's got three. Bohack, the fortunate point. Busted play, and she sends it off of the blocker just enough that it redirects. Morningside now with service, taken by Nelson. Bartman will chase it. Bump set outside. Showers cross court. Controlled by Morningside and Bohack. Bohack gets the return set. Goes to the middle back with it. Tipped over the net now by Waltersdorf. And Waltersdorf for the kill. Credit Summer Jansen with that save in the back row. 12-9 our score. 12-9 Dort College in front. Serving for the defenders is Bartman. Controlled by the Mustangs. Set goes to the middle. Berberg blocked at the net. And they initially said there was a pancake. But the line judge whistled that the ball was on the floor. Point Dort College. As animated as I've seen Chad Hansen on the delayed call. None of the officials saw it. And the back line judge, who... I don't think Coach Hansen has a lot of confidence in this evening, is the one that ends up making the call. An overpass, and Bohack comes through with the kill. Bohack with the kill. After all of that, it's 13-10 Dort College by three. Tie-in Budenhagen with service. Budenhagen serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Bartman, comes outside Moss. Moss through the block, controlled by Morningside. Budenhagen sets outside Bohack, blocked at the net, Point Dort College. Moss gets the block up, Point Dort College. Dort College leads 14-10 after that block by Haley Moss. Brooke Waltersdorf with service. Lohart serve, controlled by the Mustangs. Budenhagen sets right side Woodman. Woodman with a kill. Woodman tools it off of the block for the kill, her ninth. Woodman makes it 14-11, and it's still close. Keeping Morningside within striking distance. Amanda O'Keefe with service. O'Keefe to serve. Short serve taken by Krausman. Passed over to Bartman. Bartman to Showers. Redirects it. Here comes Morningside attacking. Outside French. Unable to put it away. Walterstor passes over to Bartman. Bartman Moss. Moss cuts it. Kill. Moss with that right to left from a right side attack, and the defenders lead at 15-11. 15-11 our score. Dort College by four. Serving again is Scott. Scott controlled by Morningside. Budenhagen has to run for it. Tough play for French. Down ball. Horseman though overpass, and Verberg with the kill. Verberg with the kill for the Mustangs, and the teams continuing to trade points, neither able to string anything together. The last time we had back-to-back points was by the defenders to go from 11-9 to up 13-9. Serve taken by Krausman, gets over to Bartman. Bartman, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with a kill from behind the spike line. Change of pace that time by the defenders. Waltersdorf with 17 unofficially. And the Morningside Mustangs trail 16-12. They still have both of their timeouts remaining. Serving for the defenders will be Siri Nelson. Let's see if Dort College can build on the four-point lead. Nearly an ace. Morningside gets it. French off speed. Saved by Krausman. Gets it back over to Keel. Keel with a swing. And it's called long and out of bounds. Point Morningside. An attack error, they say that time, by Keel, and judging by the folks sitting along that line, might not have been the right call. Keel with the kill that time. Dort College leads 17-13. Terry Munson acknowledges Dort College coaching staff's concerns and says play on. Summer Jansen with serve, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking, fired. Over the block, chance for Dort College to build on the lead. Set over to Waltersdorf. Changeup, pushed to the back row. Another chance for Dort College. Krausman, Bartman, Keel, unable to put it away. Here comes Morningside off the dig. Here's the set to French. French hits it long and out of bounds. Point Dort College. An attack error by French. And the Dort College defenders lead 18-13. So back-to-back points by the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange, Sidney, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Eld, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Ackerman with a down ball controlled by the defenders. Bartman with a tip controlled by Morningside. One too well, one too many times. French cross court, dug by Jansen, gets it over to Bartman, sends it over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a swing, pushed up and over. Walterstorff again with another kill. Walterstorff, it took two swings that time. The first one didn't go down, the second one did. And the Dort College defenders lead it now 19-13, and Morningside refuses to call a timeout. Do have moisture on the floor again, so they'll bring the towels out. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Dort College by 6. I believe Morningside has both of their timeouts remaining, but they're electing to let it ride right now. Morningside in danger of falling to 0-2 for the season in the conference. 2-4 in September. Dort College trying to win their third in a row. Trying to win without going to five sets. It's been a while since they did that. Serving for the defenders will be Summer Jansen. Low hard serve controlled by the Mustangs. Set goes to the middle. Byer blocked at the net by Keel and Bartman. Morningside reloads. Ackerman into the net. I beg your pardon, that's a different player for Morningside. Not on my prep sheet. Number 9 for the Mustangs. And she's going to check out. Ackerman will check in. Number 9 is Ashley Vandestau. She's seen spot action, but after that attack error, she'll check out. Ackerman will check back in. Outside set, French, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Bartman, comes outside, Walterstorff for the kill. Walterstorff for their 18th. Dort College leads 21-13. And the horse is out of the barn now. Dort College leads 21-13. Morningside calls a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the end of set number 4 right after this. As you... Summer Jansen with service. Dort College leading 21-13, nearly an ace. Morningside scrambles. They push it over. Free ball. Keel, Bartman, slide, Walterstorff. Unfair. Kill. Walterstorff for their 19th. Dort College leads at 22-13. Dort College has scored six in a row with Summer Jansen serving. Brooke Walterstorff has recovered the last four kills for the defenders. That'll go as an ace for Bartman. And Morningside played, for Jansen. Wrong cousin there. Jansen with the ace serve. And Summer Jansen with her third ace of the evening. And Morningside's body language not good right now. Down 23-13. Ackerman with a kill. Kelsey Ackerman with her fourth kill. That breaks the run of 7 points in a row. And the Morningside Mustangs will serve down 23-14. French with serve, taken by Nelson, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman comes back over to Walterstorff, blocked at the net, saved by Bartman, pushed over the net by Walterstorff, saved by Morningside, outside Ackerman, blocked at the net, pushed over the net by Byard, saved, stabbed by Jansen, pushed over the net by Walterstorff, saved by Morningside, Mustangs attacking, set, Byard, kill. Jen Byard with her fourth kill. Dort College leads 23-15. Serving again is French, controlled by the defenders. Krausman comes back over to Keel. Keel down the line, saved by Morningside. French keeps it in play. Power tip, saved by Nelson. Bartman back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff off speed. Morningside scrambling, saved by Ackerman. Pushed over the net by Bartman, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Bohack, dug by Jansen. Overpass, trying to put it away was Byer. And putting up the block is Kayla Bartman. Bartman puts the block up on Byer to get the point. So Bartman gets the point on the block. Now Dort College serving for the set and the match. Dort College attacking. Bartman pushes it over, saved by Morningside. Mustangs hit it long and out of bounds, trying to save it. Point defenders, and the defenders win set 4, 25-15. They win the match 26-24, 19-25, 25-13, and 25-15. Dort College improves to 8-5, 2-0 in the conference. Morningside 10-5 overall, 0-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. College wins tonight over the Morningside Mustangs, 26-24, 19-25, 25-13, and 25-15. The Dort College defenders improved to 8-5, 2-0 in the conference, more importantly. For Morningside, they dropped to 0-2 in the GPAC, 10-5 overall. Dort College for the match, 132. Set number 4, they hit 297. Set number 2 was a struggle. They hit negative 068. For the Mustangs, they hit 035 for the match and hit better than 100 one time in the four sets. Dort College, 52 kills, 11 points off of blocks, and 7 service aces. For the Mustangs, 30 kills, 6 service aces, and they recorded 13 points off of blocks. College was led tonight by Brooke Waltersdorf's 20 kills. 8 kills for Elizabeth Keel. Heather Showers had 7. 6 for Caleb Bartman. 5 for Jenna Horstman. For the Mustangs, they were topped by Keisha Verberg with 6. Kelsey Ackerman had 5. Natalie Bohack had 5. 3 for Jennifer Byert and 2 for Gabby French. The Dort College defenders got 38 assists by Caleb Bartman. Morningside had a tough time getting into system tonight. Budenhagen only had 11 assists to lead them, 9 for Hannah Roberg. Service aces for the defenders, Summer Jansen had 3. Digs for the defenders, 13 for Caleb Bartman, 13 for Summer Jansen, 32 for Megan Krausman, and 11 for Siri Nelson. For Morningside, 15 digs for Katie Cook, and 11 for Amanda O'Keefe, 10 for Gabby French. Those are the numbers from tonight's match. Let's visit with Coach Chad Hansen as the Dort College defenders go on the road and get a win. And Coach, kind of nice to get one of these and not have to go the limit. Other than set one, or I'm sorry, set number two, really played pretty well this evening, it seemed.
Thanks, Mike. It feels weird. I feel like we should be playing another one. I think the fans wanted us to also from Dort, but we're grateful for this four-game win. And especially on the road, every road win is really important. Morningside, as we know, went 1 week ago to Northwestern's court and took a game off of them, played a very tough match. So we came in here knowing that this is a formidable opponent for us in our conference, and we had to really compete. I was so pleased, as you said, a little hiccup there in the second set, but a neat, neat match for us. One of our better matches as a team, though the stat sheet is deceptive to reflect that.
Set number one, it seemed like you weren't really clicking. You were playing okay. You hung around and got the points at the end when you needed them.
Yeah, there was some neat gut check moments for us in that first set to finish out. Neat character moments is what I mean by that. And I truly can't tell you the play or plays that led to it, but for us to be out of sync, and are you kidding me? We had 17 kills in the first set and 10 errors. I don't know that we've ever had a game like that in a set, but to come out with a win was a huge credit to a lot of different factors of team chemistry and really good production.
Set number two is tied 17-17, and then that one kind of got away from you, and Morningside had some momentum, and that's a case where that long break in between sets numbers two and three, they may want to rethink that, but because you had plenty of time to talk to your coaching staff, get things in order, and then get ready for set number three.
Yeah, what we looked at in the stat sheet in that intermission break was how many errors just jumped off the page at us. Again, the first set with 10 attack errors. We had 4 service errors in that second set. We had 13 attack errors in that second set. So there's 17 points that we gave to them in our play I've never seen this before either. In the second set, they had 5 kills.
No one wrote, yeah.
Like, what a bizarre second game. And for us to be, like you said, 17-17 in the final, you know, stages of the scoring, that was a big, you know, change a couple of those errors into points, and it's neck and neck, and maybe we have another chance to make errors and still win a second set. It didn't happen, and credit to Morningside for finishing that one out strong.
Morningside got up 6-2 in set 3. You had to be resilient, and just seemed like you chipped away early. Then you ended up going on a great run, and you got up 16-7. It seemed like the match may have been decided at that point. When you went on that run, you really had things going.
Matt, I loved that third set. What impressed me was whatever Morningside was doing or trying to do, I saw the faces of my student athletes. I saw the team chemistry in their spirit, how they were connecting on the court, how the bench was really engaged in the match. And I saw the separation on the scoreboard continue to increase as that third set moved on, and it was really encouraging. I think for us that mental toughness is going to be important moving forward. In not only road games, but at home as well. Carrying one set to the next set and finishing a match really strong.
Few individuals jump out. Brooke Walterstorff, 20 kills. Caleb Artman, excellent job of setting. We've gotten awfully spoiled watching her do that. And Megan Krausman, over 30 digs tonight in 4 sets. That figures out to an 8.0 average. Those are numbers I don't know that you need, but it's awfully nice to have this evening. I'm sorry, 16 digs. I was looking at serve reception, so 16 digs. My mistake.
Megan had a great match for us, both from the service line and also producing serve receive. I thought her ball control was tremendous. I know she kept us in system a lot, and balls just kept the attackers from Morningside kept finding her platform. She kept it alive and let us be in transition to attack swing back. Just a neat ball control round. Summer, I think, produced quite a bit back there on the defensive side. And Kayla, as you mentioned, outstanding. What a joy to have her leading and running our offense. And Brooke, what a tremendous athlete, producing for us in big ways tonight. And we needed that. It was tough for us to score in different spots along the net. And Brooke really did a wonderful job terminating the ball for us.
Out of the frying pan into the fire at Hastings on Saturday, at Northwestern next Tuesday. This is just the start of a pretty difficult road swing for this group.
Yeah, that's why we built the preseason the way we did, with some stiff competition and some road travel. And that's why we're grateful to be moving, progressing along 2-0 here in the conference, knowing that Hastings, they're eager to get a win here in conference, and it's a big match for us Saturday at their gym.
Looks like Sioux City Journal, Terry Hersom wants a piece of you. I'll let you go and talk to him. Thanks for stopping by, and go get him on Saturday, Coach.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for being here.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and that's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Once again, Dort College wins in 4. Set scores of 26-24, 19-25, 25-13, and 25-15. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.